Cyprus is going back to the drawing board after it scrapped a bailout measure that sent shockwaves through world markets this week. In Nicosia, John Syropoulos reports lawmakers have voted down a bill to impose a hefty levy on bank deposits in order to receive an international loan.
Cyprus is still technically able to borrow from financial markets around the world, so it is giving itself a little bit more legislative time because it has financial time.
John Syropoulos reporting. U.S. stocks edging up with the Dow gaining four. It's at 14,456, but the NASDAQ and S&P 500 still down slightly. The Marine Corps is notifying the families of the seven Marines killed during a training exercise at a Nevada facility last night. Officials say several others were also wounded when a mortar shell exploded. Several of the victims were from the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The State Department says it has no reason to believe Syrian government charges that rebels have used chemical weapons, but NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Washington is looking into similar rebel charges against the government.
The U.S. is brushing off the Syrian government allegations as yet another attempt by the regime to discredit the opposition in the country. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland says there's no evidence that the rebels even have a chemical weapons capability. But the Syrian government does have such weapons, and Nuland says the U.S. is worried about Syrian intentions.
We've been concerned that the regime, in failing to achieve its military objectives, even by the most barbaric conventional means, may get desperate enough to use these weapons.
The Obama administration calls that a red line. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.